So in this video, we are going to look at some of the advanced features from within Pika. And you can see here, I have selected this image. It's, you know, one I uploaded earlier that I created with Agent X. And then I've just clicked on reprompt. And so I've taken the same image. And basically, it's just as if I'm uploading it for the first time. And so what we will want to do is we will want to first give it a kind of broad description of the scene. So man, so let's say futuristic living room with robots and drones. So you can see this is a very broad description I'm going to give this. And then I will click on this button and it's going to send that off to Pika. Now bear in mind with Pika that you can have, I think up to 5 concurrent different generations. And I think it's something like 50 per day that you're allowed, something like that, or maybe 10 per hour or possibly both. They do change the quotas fairly regularly. But bear in mind that, you know, it is a free tool. They don't currently have any paid plans. And so all of this is liable to change anyway. But you can see it's now going about generating our video. While we wait for that one to run, I just want to scroll down. And I'm going to return to one of these images. Let's go back to the one that we've just uploaded, actually. And let me walk through a few different things. So the first thing that you'll notice when we create our image is that we have these options here at the bottom. Okay, so let's click on video options. This allows us to specify the number of frames. Generally, you want to keep that at 24 frames per second. Most videos run at between 25 and 30. So that's still, you know, relatively low, but that's as high as we're going to go. So we'll leave that at 24. Next, we have parameters, and we can enter negative prompts here. So, for example, ugly, deformed, blurry, misshapen. And, you know, if we find that one prompt, for example, is always generating deformed hands, for example, or it's always blurry, or it's always this, it's always that, then we can enter those there. The seed is going to be the seed number for a particular image that we generate. And so if we want to create a particular image and then run with that image over and over again, then we can grab the seed number, which we can get from here. We can copy that. And then if we want to run with that same kind of style again, then we can just enter that seed number here. And then consistency with the text is basically how much the text prompt is going to affect the video as opposed to the image. And so obviously the lower the weight that we give to the text prompt, the more that the image will shine through and vice versa. Generally, I keep it at 12, but you can always, you know, kind of defer to the actual image as much as possible. That's generally my opinion. So let's scroll back up to the top and see how our image is doing, our video. And you can see that, you know, we didn't really enter a very descriptive prompt here, which is futuristic living room with robots and drones. But this is kind of quite cool. It's quite subtle. There's a little bit of background movement with the drones. These robots here are kind of moving very, very slightly. You know, there's not too much going on here, but it's just kind of a nice, subtle scene. So we've got a few options here as to what we want to do. The first thing that we can do is we can just click on retry, which is just going to rerun the exact same prompt with no changes. Now, these AIs are a bit random, and so clicking retry is, you know, going to get a slightly different output, even though we're not changing anything. We can click on reprompt, which will take that prompt that we entered, in this case the text of the image, and bring it back here again for us to, you know, maybe make some changes to the prompt or to the image and then try it again. Now if we click on edit, it's going to bring up the ability to do in painting on the actual image. So we can select a specific area that we want to change. So, you know, dark-haired man, for example, in futuristic living room with robots, etc., etc. I've not found great results with this from editing the types of videos that I've been doing. I have seen videos of people who've recorded themselves, you know, standing still, and then they've impainted like Santa hat on top of them and things like that. It's not something I've hugely experimented with, but it is something that is people are doing. My impressions of it are that it takes a lot of time and a lot of reruns, but you can actually do that. You can select, you know, this guy's head, and put Santa hat, and it's going to try and inpaint a Santa hat on top of this guy's head. Maybe we probably want to extend that slightly just as it zooms out. So that's one option that we have. We can also expand the canvas. We can expand it in different directions, as you can see. And this is useful if, for example, we want to make the image a little bit bigger or want to make the video a little bit bigger for whatever reason. Maybe we want to upload it to Instagram or whatever, then this is a really useful feature. And then as well as all of those, we also have the ability to upscale and the ability to add 4 seconds. So, you know, what I've found is generally if you keep adding times to it, I think you can go up to sort of 12 seconds or 11 seconds as a maximum. The further into it you go, the more that the quality degrades, okay? So it's not going to be perfect every single time. But by and large, this is a useful feature to have. And in the next video, I'll run through the fundamentals of what my workflow is and how I generate videos with Pika that are usable. So I'll see you in the next video.